Okay, hi guys, I'm back with the last part of the Lindsay Lohan Tumultuous Life series, and this episode we're gonna wrap up the arrests, the court trials, the rehab trips, the Oprah series, docuseries, moving to Dubai, and where she is now, and the latest Netflix movie that's coming out. Okay, so I think I left off on Lindsay getting publicly panned by the guy who did the George Orwell movie. And then she got arrested again. And that arrest took her to rehab. And unfortunately, she wasn't able to do any promotion for the movie I Know Who Killed Me. She wasn't able to walk the red carpet. She wasn't able to do any press conferences, nothing. So this movie really bombed at the box office because of that, and because no one really knew what it was about because she wasn't doing any press for it. The movie isn't bad. It's a camp classic, I'll call it that. So she lost a lot of roles after this, but she really seemed like she was putting herself into like recovery mode, because I think she went into rehab after that. And she was photographed with her Scram bracelet all the time. And I mean, she made the Scram bracelet like iconic. She still had parties with the Scram bracelet on. She still went to Hollywood events with the Scram bracelet on. That Scram bracelet was not holding her back from a good time. But unfortunately, the Scram bracelet went off when she was, another arrest happened. Did I ever talk about the time when Lindsay was caught with the cocaine and she blamed it on a random black guy and said the black guy did it? I swear this happened, but I can't find it on the internet, like anywhere. Yeah. And then she ended up being in jail with the same girl, Alexis Nyers, who robbed her home in 2009. That was like a whole, like, what was that sliding doors moment? Weird. So yeah, she got sober for a little bit and seemed like she was in a better place. She was dating a guy, Colin Best. I don't really know what he was known for, but she seemed to be in a good place. Yeah. She was, people were, you know. Things were looking up, and then she was done with Colin Best, and then that was when the Samantha Ronson relationship was like kicked into full gear. And remember the last episode I said that she was seen with her around town a lot, and I think they were dating for a while, honestly, and she just didn't want to come out with it, which is fine, who cares? But she was like kind of the first one to do it, you know, to go out with a girl and be like, whatever. And she never really defined who she was either, like sexuality wise. And it was just like, I am what I am, take it or leave it. But that relationship was not without a lot of drama. I mean, whoa. The video of Lindsay and her friend waiting outside for Samantha to get home, and all you hear is screams, and the girl's like, Samantha's like, who is she? Get out of here. It's just one of the most iconic paparazzi videos. You don't get videos like that anymore. Man, what a time. But yeah, there was a lot of drama between those two. So sadly, they did break up. Sadly, yeah. You know, I really thought they were gonna make it. I did. Marriage and everything. Things just don't last. But, after that breakup came her roles in Ugly Betty, which was pretty, I guess iconic. The show was a moderate, I mean, it was big when it was out, but it was kind of going down. And she played Kimmy, Ugly Betty's like high school bully. who came back to take her job at her fashion industry job. I never really watched Ugly Betty. Of course, I bought the episodes on iTunes because it's Lindsay, but it was okay. She looked great. Yeah, she did. But she looked great, and it was a good boost to her like silent career at the time. So, after Ugly Betty, she did a film called Labor Pains, which was like a straight to DVD, and I think it played on ABC Family, which is now Freeform. She plays a girl who like fakes a pregnancy to get a job or something. Ugh, it was like really boring and hard to get through, but and she was coming out with like singles around the time too. I mean, Bossy had come out way before then, but no, Bossy was 2007, I think. So yeah, she's always been dropping music like Stuck and was recently Xanax, which was not good. Like, but yeah. So during that time, Labor Pains and the Samantha relationship, which was getting a lot of media attention. The big thing she did in 2012 was the made-for-TV Lifetime movie Liz and Dick, which was about Elizabeth Taylor's relationship with Richard Burton. Yeah, it was supposed to be really big, and like this was supposed to be her comeback, and it really wasn't. I mean, it was okay, but it didn't get that many views. The acting was so over the top. Camp doesn't even describe what this movie was. It was awful, honestly. Yeah, it was a big hot mess. But hey, it's fun to play at like drinking parties. But then there was the before that was the Oprah Project, which was a really interesting like look into Lindsay's life during 2000. No. Wow. God, her life is a lot. So the docuseries was in 2014. Wow. So Liz and Dick was 2012. So, oh man. Okay. So, man, she looked really. Never mind. Okay. So yeah. 2012 movie. And then she made guest appearances on Anger Management, Two Broke Girls, and Eastbound and Down. And she did Broadway, a London production of Speed the Plow. And then, you know, she was back in court, so that was always something. And she was told she had to complete a court-ordered community service hours, so she volunteered at morgues and community services all around town in Brooklyn. And she did have like little fashion collections that she debuted at, but they didn't really do much. Who can forget the Fornarina ad? Okay, so I'll say 2008. No, 2014 was the docuseries. Yeah, we'll just go to that because I mean, all it is just like lots of, she gets into a lot of, it's just a lot of court stuff, going back into court for this and that. And I mean, it's a little redundant. You know, poor little rich girl. I mean, she has a lot of problems though. But yeah. So the docuseries followed her around, like a really in-depth look about what was going on with her behind the scenes. Talked with interviews with her dad, her mom, went to all of her life, like why she's always tardy. And at the end of the series, she talked about how she had to have an abortion, which was a interesting, dark episode. The whole show was kind of dark, actually. I mean, Lindsay Lohan in the mid, late to early 2000s is kind of dark, but she takes a lot of accountability, but there's also a lot of vulnerability. Like when Oprah asked if she feels like she was taken advantage of by her parents, like you can tell that she like does feel that way, but she doesn't say it, obviously. She just says, no, parents are parents, you know, you can't blame your parents for everything. But it was a interesting show. But after that show, like, she really like just laid low a lot, and we were just like, she was just done with it, and she moved to Dubai, and there's a lot of rumors that she allegedly escorts out there, but who knows? I just have a microphone. But I don't know how she makes her money, but she might be making, like, I mean, she's big on Cameo. And she has a jewelry line. She's getting married. Oh gosh. She did have that really chaotic relationship with that sheik when she was caught on camera, like trying to get her cell phone. And the guy, like, was really, like, aggressively grabbing the phone from her. And then they were always, like, shown on rooftops arguing. It didn't seem healthy at all. But now she seems like she's in a good place. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she seems healthy as healthy can be. She was on an episode of Wendy Williams, and both of her parents were there. I think her sister was there too. And she seemed happy. I mean, I do laugh when she says she only did cocaine 10 times. Like, she counts each time she snorts. Ridiculous. But then she did the that beach house show, Lindsay Lohan Beach House, which the beach house is now defunct. Like, it's just a an abandoned place on the beach in Dubai. Or Emirates, or wherever that place is. What a strange venture that was. Like, you're showing up to work for Lindsay Lohan, the woman who couldn't even get to work for her own job on time. It's such a strange show. Like, okay. But she went viral when she was like dancing, and her dance moves were like terrible, and it was like called the Lindsay Lohan dance or Lindsay Lohan shuffle. So yeah, that works. So now she's in Dubai managing her sister's career, and I think she released her own song Back to Me last year. And I think she's 35 now, and she is doing a Christmas movie for Netflix. And let me read the synopsis. So the project follows a spoiled heiress who gets amnesia while skiing right before Christmas and is taken in by a handsome lodge owner, Court Overstreet plays that, and his precocious daughter. And it's due out next year. Yeah, sure. Sounds like a Vanessa Hudgens lane. It would have been cool if she was in something a little grittier, but maybe she can't really handle that right now. Something nice, sweet, simple. So yeah, it'd be cool to see her back on the screen, why not? And yeah, we'll see what happens after that, if it leads to more roles, if it doesn't do much of anything. We shall see. I guess the the lesson you can take from Miss Lohan is to leave drugs alone. Maybe turn to CBD. Get a lot of therapy and just chill. I don't know. It's a sad story, but it seems like she's, like, coming back. So maybe the sad story will turn into a victory, because everybody loves a comeback story, especially America. So, yeah. Hopefully we're doing an update where this movie, this Netflix movie, is, like, breaks the record for most watched Netflix film ever. And yeah, she's back in the spotlight and she's won the country's love again. Who knows? But yeah, this is the last podcast of the year. 2021, 2022 is coming. Yay. And I'm gonna start doing a lot of different stuff. Like, I'm gonna start talking about, like, conspiracy theories in the scandalous pop culture celebrity world. Like, what's one I want to talk about? Sorry, I was looking at something. Like, I definitely want to talk about Bryan Singer and his parties. I definitely want to talk about, who do you think is all on the Jeffrey Epstein Little Black Book? I want to get into some things that are, like, yeah, it's a little darker, but, I mean, I want to do some things that are more, like, I don't know, interesting. Not that this isn't, but you know what I mean. All right, so everybody have a good holiday, and stay safe. Bye.